This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show up here on the Goodyear Hotline. I never know where to look. Where is it there? Is it that one?
It's you.
That's the one. You have a gift. No, that's mine. That's mine.
Okay.
Yours is like over there somewhere.
Okay. All good.
You can't get into my shot, no matter how hard you try.
Two shot.
Can you clean it up, by the way? Can you clean it up?
I just got a stack.
I mean, this is like, again, you get a new car, you got it for a couple of days, you keep it clean, and then like when the third day, somebody's got a gum wrapper,
somebody's got some stuff on the floor.
I am that dude.
We drive there, you sitting there, you telling, hey, here, put on some house shoes when you get in my car. Like, man, I don't care. First of all, I don't want to put some used house shoes on. Listen, man, it's okay. I'm going to clean up after the fact. But this is organized chaos.
But we're letting the people in our house, and you've got papers all over the table.
Oh, you're showing off a company. You don't be this clean when they ain't around before the cameras come on. You all over the place, too. Where's my screen? Where's my FB? Where's my matcha? Sheesh.
I am that guy. Man, you know who else is that dude? As we do Straight Talk, by the way, Straight Talk Wireless.
Who is that?
You know who is that dude?
Who is the dude?
Oh, we're going to have.
Not that dude.
For anybody that did not wake up early enough, as I'm walking away from the microphone, if you aren't up early enough to see us and hear us on KJZ in the morning, then you missed what was our first fight.
Yeah. Alan tried to tell me to sleep on the couch. He said, I was one of us sleeping on the couch.
I did Quiet Coyote to you, too, which is mean. I did that on the air. But it's we almost had a show divorce because we are fighting over something that a lot of people fight over. And that, of course, is greatness and what levels of greatness there are. But one thing we both agree is that Kevin Durant made his return last night for the Nets. And he just, like, it's incredible how he just steps on the floor and he just goes right back to being Kevin Durant.
Did he even warm up? Did he stretch?
He did a little bit of stretching. He might have done some Pilates. But he comes out and he didn't start the game. He was in the starting lineup and they changed it. They decided not to start him. Now, last night it was on ESPN, Nets and Pelicans. And the Nets just blew him out. Like, the Nets are at a different place right now. I mean, Kyrie Irving, if you could just bottle that and save it for the playoffs, it could be special. But KD comes back. He plays only 19 minutes. He missed 22 games, remember, with the hamstring that he was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Played only 19 minutes, 17 points, and a plus 22. He was 5 for 5 from the field, 2 for 2 from 3, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't miss a damn shot. 7 rebounds, 5 assists, a block shot.
That was a masterpiece. It's a masterpiece.
Well, 6 turnovers. So let's dial it back.
It was
back
a masterpiece. He just did that to give it. He wanted to give. That's like a handicap. Like, I'm gonna give you a couple extra possessions,
right?
Because I'm so efficient.
Right. Let me help you out. Let me throw you a couple of possessions here. Let me just turn it over.
Ridiculous.
But still, he comes back and he plays that well. And as we're watching, you watch the Nets. Zion Williamson in a back to back did not play well. You know, his numbers are terrible in this game. Zion was 4 for 12. He got to the free throw line a ton, but 16 points, a minus 24 in 23 minutes. It really was, it was a high-scoring game. Brooklyn put up 43 points in the second quarter, by the way. What?
You know how crazy it is?
At full strength, they're going to be scary. Because, by the way, while you had KD, you had Kyrie, LaMarcus Aldridge, Blake Griffin, all you're missing is James Harden. He's the one now out, at least for 10 days. With the hamstring,
it's like the contra cheat code, bro. Or it's like picking the play on the original Tecmo Bowl when you like, I picked the same play. I'm supposed to have great defense, and Bo Jackson just runs through every damn. Hey, hold up, no, that is not supposed to work. I did the right thing. I was in the right defense. I did the right thing. There's no way that he's supposed to just be talking to somebody. Kevin Durant literally was talking to somebody,
right,
and somebody threw him the ball. He's like, oh, what's this? Oh, let me. And then he finished talking and finishing his point as the ball is in the damn air. And he's like, oh, blouses.
Yeah.
They're like,
that was Katie Blouses.
It was crazy. Like, it's like, listen, and this brought forth our first argument. Because
it did.
How easy.
It was easy.
And how soon we forget.
Let's show you how easy it was before you start fight.
Please.
Before you start our fight, let's let the world know. Let's let the people listening know just how easy it was for Kevin Durant, because, you know, we were all surprised by this. I mean, you sat out for 22 games and you step in and you don't miss a shot and you make it look so easy. I mean, he sat out for 22 games. What did they win? Like 19 of the 22 games that he sat out? You would think, well, maybe they don't need him. But then you watch you watch them play, and again, no James Harden, and they're a machine, 139 points. And Steve Nash, when you talk about Kevin Durant, he's a great scorer, but it's his impact on everybody else that really stands out to him. Now, that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So the Nets are obviously better with him in the lineup, but he makes others around him better.
It's fear.
How good is this team?
It's fear. It's like when you going against an opponent, you're like, yo, you got Kevin. Like, no, I got Kevin. No, we got Kevin. Like, yeah. What you talking about, bro? This ain't no one-on-one lockdown thing. That is impossible. Right? Like, I need help. And I never seen guys go around screens, getting caught on screens on purpose before in my life. Like, man, switch! They calling for the switch. The man in the switch. Listen, they going to mess around and go to a 2-3 zone or a 3-2 zone or you know, a boxing one against
triangle
him.
And two.
But the problem is he has so much shooting around him. The shooting ability of this squad, even when Shamit comes back, think about Harris.
Yep.
That's why I think, man, it would have been the ultimate cheat code. You know, I know Aldridge's been a great piece. I know Blake Griffin is a revelation. All of a sudden, people in Detroit are like, really? Now you can jump? Really? Now you can shoot? Like, really? Now you're available? Get out of here. If they would have got J.J. Redick, it would have been like, come on, son. Like, nah. And you know how they blocked the trade for Chris Paul, you know, back in the day
to the Lakers?
They would have had to block that. Nah. Nope. I mean, LeBron would have been like, no, position. He would have petitioned. LeBron is sitting there like, oh, man. He was like, man, he calling all the doctors in Europe to come over. He going to fly over to Europe. The same people that Wes Walker got Wes Walker back from an ACL. Same people that put the hair plugs in Urlacher's head. They're like, man, we need all the scientists, all the great scientists to come together. I need to get some rocket fuel put up in my veins to deal with this, man. I got to play like it's 2008. LeBron to be able to handle this type
instead,
of firepower.
He might be 2000 late LeBron against this squad.
So now we're talking about we thought the Knicks had the big 15. It looks like they got a big 12 going against a McNugget, a big two out in LA. So listen, I know LeBron is, you know, bedazzled us before and blah, blah, blah. But right now you can say that KD and Kyrie are better general managers than LeBron James, because they assume when they came out, like, assemble your crew. When they did that, LeBron was like, give me him.
Right, he wanted Schroeder.
Right.
They went, they got Montrezl Harrell. They took him from the Clippers. Right? Andre Drummond.
And assemble your crew. But man, they crew is deadly over there, man. They crew is like, they got killers and snipers all over the place. And what makes them unique is the fact that Aldridge looks like Chris Webber. I think I'm looking at Peja and Turkoglu. I'm like, hold up, you got a guy that's in here that you got to try and double down in the post that can get easy buckets. Look, 14 floater, right shoulder, boom, left shoulder, boom. But then he has the vision to be able to facilitate. So now you got all these spacers. Who are you doubling off of?
Yeah, you can't. That's
like,
the key.
It's like, bro, you on your own down there with Aldridge. Like, he's the weakest one out here.
That's a great point.
He's the weakest one out here.
That's a great point. You absolutely think about it. You got to guard each guy one-on-one.
Right. Aldridge got 37 dribbles last week. His first game?
Yeah.
When he had like 11? Yeah. He dribbled 37 times. Nobody came to help. And this was without Kevin Durant. 37 dribbles. One, two, three. I thought he was going to put the ball in between his legs, put his hand up, and make the defender jump, and then shoot a hook shot.
Man, that's the scary thing now. What you've got to do is you've got to play them one-on-one because of the shooting, but B, there's just a lot of talent, a lot of IQ. Again, it's Aldridge is a smart player, and he's showing you that element of him being a passer out of the post after all the years in the league. He doesn't have to carry an offense anymore, doesn't want to, doesn't need a ton of minutes. Obviously, Blake Griffin doesn't need
a ton
of minutes.
He's like the Tin Man. He gets to sit over there while Aldridge is dribbling. He got the WD-40 with like the Tin Man, making sure that he's doing like mini squats he kick it out to him, that he can bend his knees and keep his weight. I may be tripping. I may be dreaming. I thought when I saw Aldridge with the ball in the post, I thought I saw like Blake Griffin taking like practice three-pointers, like practicing because he knew the ball was coming to him, like guys do when they practice the free throw before the ref give him the ball.
Man, so here's the thing. There was also a play in that game yesterday that I was watching, and it just blew my mind. And I did it yesterday. This morning, because we did the morning show this morning, so obviously I had the Knicks game last night, so I couldn't watch it, Knicks-Celtics. So I watched it back this morning, and it was one play by Durant that I thought was hysterical, is that he's coming around a curl, and he's getting chased. And I think it was Lonzo. Was it Lonzo Ball was chasing him?
Great
and
defender.
Then, yeah, he is. But there's only so much you can do. And then the help came as he's curling, and Durant caught it. And once he saw the help corner of his eye, he kind of just threw it up at the rim to, I think, DeAndre or somebody. But he throws it up at the rim for an oop.
The oop.
And before he even throws it, he's got this smile on his face, and he just starts laughing. He didn't even throw it, and he was laughing. He knew it was coming.
He out there like Duke from G.I. Joe, man. It's more to me C.I. Like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Y'all don't know what the hell going on here.
Like, it's just stuff like that. It's they look like that squad right now. They do. Now, they're going to have to be battle-tested. The most important part, and maybe it's not, do they need to be at full health?
I don't think so.
Are you looking at them thinking, like, well, the big three? Because remember, they've been thinking about the big three has only played 7 games together on the court, and they're 5-2, but they've only played 7 games, and they're going to need, like, this is what everybody's take out there right now about the Nets is this.
Bad take.
It's that's the take. Well, you know, they're going to need some time on the court. You're going to need them to play together because they need that. They need to have that chemistry. They need to build it before the playoffs, and I'm here to tell you, that's a bunch of crap. They don't need that. They'll figure it out.
Even when they
have that much ammunition, you have that much basketball IQ. You have guys that are already kind of agreeing, like Kyrie saying, I'm going to play off the ball. I'm playing off the ball. James, it's your ball. You're the point guard.
You're the captain now.
You're the captain now. And then KD's just the guy out there just hooping. Like, yeah, I'll just figure it out. Like, you know how they always say, like, it's basketball's a lot like jazz?
Yeah.
Well, you don't really follow notes. You kind of follow, like, the rhythm, the beat. You, like, hear it, and you know where to jump in. Yeah. You start with the bass line. Yeah. Start with the bass line, then the horns. Yeah, then percussion. Like, it just figure it out. Like, KD's almost like that guy. He's like Coltrane. Like Miles, you go ahead and start.
Yeah.
I'll riff off whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
And
that's
they
what he
might
said.
Be that squad.
He said he came off the bench. He's like, I'm just seeing what I needed to do. Yeah. I'm just kind of watching the game. And I come in, all right, you know, move here. Got him.
Like, oh, he's falling for this easy right now. Wait till I get it. If he can't stop him from doing it, wait till I do the same move.
So you're trying to tell me, though, from what you've seen out of Kevin Durant, this is what we fought about this morning.
Yes.
You're trying to tell me. By the way, did I just do a Phil Donahue? Are you telling me?
Yeah.
You think?
All right,
Bartholomew Edwards Scott.
So I'm Sally Jassy Raphael. Where's my red frames? Give me my red frames in here.
But you're saying that you think that Kevin Durant is the toughest guy to defend in NBA history.
In NBA history. Now, and this I'm counting early Wilt the Stilt,
which was impossible to defend him because you had. I'm 6'6", right? You had guys like me, 6'6", white guys playing center back then, and then Wilt walks in the gym, you're like, but get on my shoulders so we can defend him.
Exactly. I'm telling you, we've never seen anybody with this skill set. And it's crazy because we forgot about him, and we was in awe of James Harden. And then we like, man, that looks even harder. And the thing is, the dude is so skinny, I don't know if he has sweat glands. Has anybody in the history, I want a workout from practice, I want him on his beach workout, I want his rehab. Has anybody ever seen a bead of sweat on Kevin Durant's face? I've never seen it. I don't think he has sweat glands. I don't think he gets hot at all.
Well, if he's got to actually put in some work, we might not see him actually have to try hard on a group like that. Hard you got to try?
What I want. It's for the next game as a science project. I want him to wear an Apple Watch because I want to see what his heart rate gets up to. I don't think he's getting over 120.
I don't know, man. I just feel like to say he's the toughest guy to guard in NBA history, I still think Jordan.
He's a better scorer.
In his prime, was nearly unstoppable.
Jordan with the
Allen Iverson in his prime was nearly unstoppable.
Okay. You talk about Kevin Durant, like 18-foot jumper just shooting over people. It's more deadly to me than the Michael Jordan turnaround. It is more depth. It's unblockable. He don't need to do the two-step. His shot is harder to block than Dirk. And Dirk releases his shot at 7 feet, like at the highest point you can think of. And he never jumped off the ground. He's a little one-legged. I think Kevin Durant is the hardest
There's
matchup
our question.
In history.
All right, so I'll tell you what. Because you and I fought about it, and it got personal.
It did.
Because you dared to tell
him. I saw a look in your eyes.
Because you said something
before.
Really stupid, like, I've watched Jordan more than you did.
I had to.
You were like 6 when
but
he was
I
in
had
his prime.
To. Like, my grandmother wouldn't give up the remote when Scotty was coming on. Your cousin's on TV. Sit out. Like, I don't want to see him play. Especially after they start
sit down and watch your cousin.
Especially after they start beating the hell out of the Pistons. Mm. It was all fun and games when they were beating the hell out of him and he couldn't finish because he had migraines.
Jordan rules.
And back to back. And when they went to the championship and lost to the Lakers. But, you know, I watched them all the time because in the Midwest, you only had like 5 damn channels. and WGN was one of them that we had to watch. So if the Pistons weren't playing, if you wanted to watch basketball, it was no ESPN to watch. You had to watch WGN. You had to watch damn Jeffrey and Bill Cartwright shooting the ball over his head. Like, what type of form is that?
Dave Corzine.
Yeah, like, what the hell is that? You had to watch Will Perdue. Had to watch Bill Winnington. And then I had to watch in the late stages, I had to watch our son, the one who we raised up, gave birth and confidence to.
Who?
I had to watch the worm go over there and play with, and then Sally went. Like, what the hell's going on? You're stealing all our greats. You're supposed to hate them, Jeffrey. So you talk about big threes and people stealing people's stuff. Jeffrey was the first one to do it because that was the big three. Because he, if you hated them so much, you hated Isaiah. You wouldn't have brought Isaiah over, but why did you bring the worm?
But let me see. So let's see what the people think on this one. I still feel Prime Jordan was most impossible player to stop one-on-one, but you say it's Kevin Durant.
It's like watching your dad get beat up, see, because he was your hero when you were a child.
Well, I understand.
So now it's like watching your dad. Like, Jeffrey was – I hated him. So, like, I hated Jordan the same way that I hate LeBron. Right.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll roll up the calls on this because I'd love to see – what you guys think of that one. Just putting those two together. I mean, there's others. You know, again, Greg on Twitter already said, what about Prime Shaq? Talk about impossible to guard. You got to admit.
Yeah, but
Prime Shaq was impossible
to
guard.
But what did you say? What did you say? That game doesn't age well. So Prime Shaq became Fat Shaq.
And you found him because he can't hit free throws.
KD is 32 years old.
Yeah.
He just came off an Achilles injury.
And the dude, it doesn't
matter.
You're right.
So Shaq, we want to talk about the Shaqness? Listen, when Durant retires, he's going to retire his last season. I don't care if it's 20 years from now. He's still going to be averaging 25 points. Shaq couldn't even make it up down the court. The ball be turned over. Shaq hadn't even made it past half court yet. You heard Kevin Hart when he was playing with LeBron. Somebody pick Shaq up. He fall off slow. Somebody help Shaq get his fat ass up, please. He fell again. The great Shaqness? Come on, man.
So we will obviously continue the conversation on this, but – and we'll take your calls on it. We're getting the calls right now. Load them up. We've got a lot of headlines to get to as well today, so let's get to them, including today. We have to now change our voices, Bart.
Okay.
The Masters. Hello, friends. So we are in Augusta right now on ESPN Plus. What time is it? Yeah, ESPN
Plus. The birds were great, man.
We had Michael Collins on this morning. It was about like, 6:30 this morning?
Yeah, say he's never seen birds. He's the funniest man.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a couple of good stories that we're going to share with you later in audio files.
Uh-huh.
A squirrel story. You got to hear this. The squirrel story about Augusta is a story that I've never heard before.
Yeah.
And you need to hear this story, and only Michael Collins can tell
and
that story.
Only we can pull it out of him.
Well, it's our interview skills.
Yes, that's all
because
us.
It was a segment.
It was a sandwich.
Right, oh yeah, we had the sandwich thing. It was a segment on golf that was never about golf.
Exactly.
Which is the best part of it. But yet you left that interview feeling like you knew more about the Masters than you ever did before. So we'll play you something in audio files coming up. But I do want to show you, though, on a serious note, though, at the Masters, what Michael Collins talked about, as it began this morning, we'll talk about who should win, the golfers and everything right now. But there's also some history, obviously, at Augusta. And not all of it was positive. And Michael Collins was wearing a hat, or showed us a hat.
Yes.
It said 1975 on it with a saying on the side from Lee Elder. Lee Elder was the first African-American player at Augusta. Yep. He was the first one
there. They honored him this year.
And they honored him this year. And Michael Collins tells the story about the hat and, of course, the importance of the presence of Lee Elder. I thought that was great. Again, Michael Collins, who's a golf analyst here at ESPN, America's Caddy is his podcast. He's got a great personality, so much passion for the sport, and thought that was a very important story to share as the Masters begin today. Again, you have Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth looking to try to get back on track. A lot of great stories this weekend. No Tiger Woods, of course, but that is clearly part of the story. So we'll continue with this conversation. We'll continue with your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 about Kevin Durant and really the Nets and what they look like right now, a video game. Also got to talk about an injury in baseball that in that market, when everybody heard about it, there was a collective facepalm from one fan base, and from another fan base it was a told you so. And our guy's better. So we'll discuss that, your calls, everything coming up next. But first, here is Bart on Home Depot.
Speaking about road, you might want to get on the road and go to Home Depot. If you're waiting for the one thing, waiting for one spring savings is another. at the Home Depot, you don't have to wait for either. The Home Depot best prices of the season are already here, in-store, online, store-wide. Get a 40-volt battery-powered Ryobi. Yeah, Ryobi.
Yeah, Ryobi.
Ryobi string trigger for just $159.
That's it.
I have a couple of those.
Really?
And more. Spring savings on everything from fresh paint to power blowers. Oh, man, you've waited long enough. Bring on the spring it on, spring.
Come on.
And spring savings now at Home Depot. How doers.
Doers.
Not the fakers, not the talkers.
Nah, the
how
doers.
Doers get more done. Valid through 4/18/21. Supply while supplies last. Back after this. We'll see who's hurt.
Yeah.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. A little Mob Deep for you, man.
I like that.
Kind of like
Quiet
that.
Storm's my favorite song.
It's one of the best beats.
Yeah. Quiet Storm. There was a movement, man. Quiet Storm's my favorite Mob Deep song, though, just because Lil' Kim kills it.
So I don't even know how to transition out of that because I was trying to think of a really good, like, segue.
Yeah.
Because
just do it.
We're thinking about we'll get to the calls. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got a full bank of calls, and I promise we'll get to it. But all right. I couldn't believe that six games into the baseball season, at least for some teams, right? We're six games.
Yeah. We're still trying to stretch out pitchers.
Well, never mind that. Like, your guy couldn't pitch an extra inning. No. We got to keep him ready. Yeah. In case the World Series come around. You don't want this mileage here in April to affect him then.
Send a grandma to Nave, damn
it. But never mind that. What did we say about the Yankees going into the season that we thought was just like one of the critical stories of the Yankees this season? Do you remember what that would have been?
I think we were talking about, all the yoga that they were doing, and remember the anticipation that we're going to have more injuries the first year in our new offseason program, but the second year, we're going to be great. We're going to be health. Health.
Yes.
Health.
Especially for Aaron Judge. You remember when they, his All Rise, right? Aaron Judge, All Rise. He has a new nickname now.
What is it?
Everybody salute. General Soreness reporting for duty, sir.
Wow.
According to
already
Aaron Boone, that's generally why he sat out yesterday's game.
Is it a cuticle? Are you high?
General Soreness.
Do we have the drop? We are all now dumber by listening to that.
General,
if you're going to be a liar, if you're going to lie, at least be a good liar. What the hell was he doing? Okay.
By the way, the Yankees lost in extra innings to the Orioles, who they had beaten them. They outscored them 14-2 in the first two games, and they lost to them 4-3 in 11 innings last night.
Did you have spring training?
Yeah, that was a
spring training. Maybe if they didn't have tee times in spring training, they made it a little bit more difficult. We're talking about, what game is this, six?
Yeah, this was game six. Yeah, he's sidelined with General
Hell? What the hell is General? This is why other
athletes.
How old
is he, by the way? How old is he?
28.
Yeah.
This is why most athletes don't respect baseball players a lot as athletes. Like this is the only sport that you can be morbidly out of shape and still play, right? When you look at Vlad Guerrero, you remember Kirby Puckett, all those guys, Tony Gwynn. It's they don't care about their body. They're soft as hell. This dude is 6'8". How do you have general soreness?
Soreness.
You've been doing namaste and downward dog mountain pose. How the hell are you sore? Your obliques supposed to be strong. Yoga's all about your core. Like, what are we talking about? This is why I root for the other guy.
The other guy.
Oh, did he overswing? Is he overswinging?
Maybe he talked about how he just some extra swings.
He sounded like Jody and Baby Boy. Maybe. Like, my fist. Like, what? You mean to tell me that this man's face is harder than your fist?
Well, you mentioned the other guy. The other guy being Pete Alonso. We did have him on our show. Was it last week? I'm running.
Two weeks ago.
Whatever it was, we did have him on our show. I think it was last week. And we talked about you did ask him directly about that comparison.
I didn't
between
sugarcoat
the two,
nothing.
And you said how you feel like he is just better than Aaron Judge. And his answer was quite interesting, if now, especially in the context of the news we got yesterday. There for the long haul.
Built to last.
A little phrases that were put in there.
So Seth, can we have another question of the day? Can we ask our listeners,
yes,
Yankee fans of Aaron Judge, what is he built for?
What is he built for?
All these popcorn muscles.
My name's Aaron Judge, and I hit dingers.
But all those muscles for what? You got to be available to hit dingers. Like, this dude takes 3 months off or 2.5 months off every season. He goes on vacation. He's on all-star break, basically. We won't see him. And guess what? We've heard this before, right? It's just a calf strain. It's just precautionary.
Oh, I know.
And it turns into 2 months.
That's what everybody says. They're like, no, just dial it down. It's just some soreness.
Next, they'll
five
be taking
games them into the season. Five. I mean, if you got one guy, take it. General, they call him General Soreness. We got a salute. And then you got the other guy. Yeah. The guy, he's already got you a home run. He's 70 home runs and
yo,
fastest to 70.
Yo, we're going to be talking about him taking out Matt Harvey. He's going to be taking out a rib next week. Like, we got to take a rib out. Like, man, you got to take a rib out. Like, it always starts really small. Oh, it's just scary. General Soreness. Remember Aaron Hicks? Oh, General Soreness. Then it's like, he plays too much golf.
General.
Like, maybe, I don't know if Aaron Judge plays golf, but remember, that was the problem with Hicks. He plays too much golf. Too much torque and swinging.
Yeah. I get it.
So maybe.
Cespedes played too much golf.
Yeah, so maybe that's the case. Maybe you need to put down the golf. I don't know if he plays golf.
I'm just speculating. Look, the bottom line is, if you're Aaron Judge, aren't you looking at people like, again, you're looking at people and they're going like, well, why don't we say, like, if you knew you had some soreness and you knew if I tell them,
right,
they're going to sit me.
Right.
I'm not telling you I'm fine. I'm good.
But what type of toughness? Listen, general soreness. You're an athlete. You're supposed to be sore. Bro, you stand and literally don't move for 85% of your game. You can sit out there in the outfield. The ball might not come for you for 45 minutes.
That is fair.
Like, what are you generally sore about? You're not doing – you should be in the outfield riding a bike. You don't do anything. Baseball, if you're not pitching, you're sitting around. If you're not in infield, for the most part, you're just chilling.
Yeah. You're just posting up.
You're chewing sunflower seeds. Like, you're talking to people. Like, I don't understand. Like, he has to figure it out. And there's no way. Let me tell you something. If he has an injury-riddled season this year, it's no way as a Yankee
that
I'm going to invest in this guy.
Yeah.
Not past. He's going to be in a year-to-year. I'm not getting – it got to be so damn reasonable that it's a joke.
Yeah, that's
– And how do we put him in the same categories as the Trouts, as the Springers, as the Tatis, as the Sotos? How do we put him in that category? Yeah, he has the talent, but he can't be consistently available. So, like, he needs to lose his – he's going to lose his spot as far as the rankings of the next great big thing. Because guess what? It was cute when you were a baby bomber. You're not a baby anymore. You're 28. You're 2 years away from 30.
Listen.
He's not the future right now.
That's
his future is his present.
In 2017, it felt like he could be the face of baseball. And since then, he's been passed by two other guys.
Yes. And Soto.
Tatis, Soto. That's what I'm talking about. Like, he was right there.
Well-spoken.
It was the thought that he might be the guy. Like, he, you know, Bryce Harper moving past by more likable.
Nope.
You know, the size of him, all the other stuff. And he just never – he doesn't play.
Yeah.
Like, how are we supposed to promote you? You never play. And five games into the season, five games, guys.
General
five
soreness.
Games.
General soreness? Really?
He's not even 30. He just turned – he's going to turn 29 in, what, a couple of weeks. And that's it?
Like, general soreness.
Like, general soreness.
Are you giving him more than a 5-year deal?
Can we play taps for general soreness?
Man, he better call Ben Gay or something. He better call Shaq and ask some of that Ben Gay patches that he has. He need to be out of the outfield keeping warm with one of my Ben Gay back pads.
It's crazy. So we got calls. We got to get to these calls for sure. Look, and everybody just understand, I'm a Yankees fan. It's frustrating for me when you see it. And you got to tell me that even the media, they're not alarmed. Like, wait a second. He's
like, come
now.
On.
Why is he sitting
now?
Because of soreness? Five games in, you're sore?
No, but the thing is, they brought in Boone in because his ability to communicate. I think if he were to sit down and he was to, you know, give an opportunity to prepare an answer, he would come up with something better than the wear and the tear of the season.
Yeah.
The hell wear and tear? He's still got the new car smell in it.
Yeah, I just, honestly, that one doesn't make sense, but we got calls we want to get to. Okay. Again, we will get to them coming up next, 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you can't get through because we get jammed up right now, at Barton Hahn on Twitter. We're reading all the tweets right now. All right, but again, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Barton Hahn, coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase and our beautiful, spacious studio.
I get emotional because I like the kid.
That you can see if you have ESPN+. Plus. So calls coming up, but first, Bart has this from HelloFresh.
Hello. I bet we all miss a true real break. Not just endless downtime. I mean a real break that feels earned, a shortcut to give yourself things that make your life truly easier without sacrificing the end result. And that's how you feel with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets you skip grocery stores, the crowds, traffic, the hassle, without sacrificing delicious meals. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Bart12. HelloFresh. And use promo code 12, Bart12, for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's promo code Bart12 at HelloFresh.com/Bart12. Back after this. Hurt again. I'm pulling my hair out, and I can't afford to.
Bart and Hahn.
Moves. First off, in the clicky claim.
Happening right now with the Jets. Rich Cimini tweets, free agent quarterback Brian Hoyer visiting the Jets today.
Come on, man.
He had a source confirm that.
Come on, son.
Brian Hoyer is 35 years old, but he knows the offense. He started six games for the 49ers in 2017. You know what his record was?
This dude can't play dead. Like, I ain't even going to say in a movie nothing. He just can't play dead. If you told him just close your eyes and don't breathe, hold your breath for 10 seconds, he couldn't do that right. And that's who the hell we're going to bring in.
Why are you hating on Brian Hoyer?
If you're going to bring somebody in if we actually have to use him, can defend his damn self.
I want to give you the punchline. His record in those six games he started for the Niners in 2017 was 0-6. Robert Saleh and Mike LaFleur were both on that staff, so they need a veteran. You need somebody who knows the system.
Dave Chappelle,
let's see if they bring him in.
You know how Dave Chappelle say how people think he's just an angry black man? And he says, you know, the fact that why he's so angry is because he's been here before. And he's come back six times straight and he's been black. Not once has he been something else to see what that experience is like. I want to come back as a journeyman quarterback. These dudes play 55 years, collect about $60, $70 million, and never do a damn thing just because they can regurgitate what the hell the offense is, but never be counted on to play.
I would love to see the overall record of a backup, like a career journeyman backup quarterback.
Chase Daniels.
Like what your record is, like when you have started.
Ryan Nassib. Like the McCowns that had the backup that never played. The backup to Brett Favre.
Good job.
Like, these dudes just collect checks, man. And, like, these dudes get paid real money. Listen, if you suck that bad, they should depress the market. Meanwhile, you got guys out there running, knocking their heads off, Pro Bowls, production starting, making no money. Brian Hoyer, bring him in. Come on, man.
You know what? I got to get one.
I like how you die, boy.
One call, please, because Frank in L.A. has a take on our KD, Michael Jordan, toughest player to ever defend. Debate. Go ahead, Frank, real quick, please.
Yeah, real quickly. I love your guys' show. Wilt was a great player, but he had guys 6'6". Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, bar none, is the best. He had guys guarding him like Bob Lanier, Robert Parrish, Akeem Olajuwon, Dave Collins, guys that were, most of them except for Collins, were 7 feet, guys that were in their prime. He could have scored 50 points a game. He had the skill set of a guard. He won several championships, one with Milwaukee.
Skill set of a guard. Now, I never saw Kareem push the point. Now, when you talk about
Frank,
a seven-footer.
But Frank didn't mention, we got to run, but thank you, Frank. What Frank didn't mention is the sky hook, which was unstoppable. Thank you, Frank. That's what he's got
going
on.
But the thing is, Kevin Durant can get his own shot.
We
got
to go.
Magic had to give it to
Kareem. Damian Woody's going to join us next, talking more football and who knows what else. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Like how you die, boy.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.